This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Redwood Credit Union's very own Brett Martinez talking to us about the FinHealth Fund and who's involved, what it's all about, and some goals they already have in place for this. So really good stuff here from Brett, so check it out. We're talking today about the FinHealth Fund, speaking of positive stuff here. So I want to talk a little bit about that. So what, I mean, just to start things off, lay a little foundation here. What is the FinHealth Fund? What's this all about, Brett?
So the FinHealth Fund is a brand new fund, and I do mean brand new fund, that was established to focus on the financial well-being for all.
Okay.
By scaling existing work across the credit union movement. As you know, this is nothing new for credit unions, financial well-being. We've been at the forefront of it for a very long time. Mm-hmm. You know, I think last week you had Jim Nussle on your show and talking about GAC and financial well-being for all is going to be the focus at GAC. So this topic, although it's been around for a long time, over the past 2 years, it's really created more energy and synergy throughout the industry. There's been lots of conversations. Mm-hmm. The pandemic, inflation, cost of living, all those things that are going on is certainly creating that sense of urgency. But, you know, I think this shocking statistic, over 2/3 of the adults in the nation are financially unhealthy. That's 166 million individuals. But 40% of those people are earning six-figure salaries.
Isn't that crazy?
Income does not necessarily equate to financial health.
Right.
So this fund and this focus here is hopefully going to get credit unions to take a step back, recalibrate, revisit our missions, our mm-hmm. strategic plans, and really ask ourselves, are we doing the best we can to improve the financial health of our employees, our members, and our community? And I can tell you, Redwood's been very focused on this for a long time, yet the answer is no, we're not doing all we can. And we've been on this learning journey as an individual organization. So there are, I'm proud to say that Redwood is one of the five founding members of the
FinHealth
Fund. We have a 5-year goal to raise $10 million. And the good news is we already have $2 million. So,
oh, awesome.
BCU, Mike Valentine, president mm-hmm. and CEO there, Coastal Credit Union, Chuck Purvis, mm-hmm. local government, federal credit union, Maurice Smith, all mm-hmm. people you know,
oh, yeah.
along with Redwood, $250,000 apiece, that's $1 million. And our friends at CUNA Mutual, Bob Trenzo, matched us with another $1 million
wow.
to receive this. So we've got $2 million going into this. And, you know, it's going to be, I'm excited about it. Something yeah. that I've been working on for a long time, and you need the dollars behind this, and you need the focus. You can't just be talking about something.
Of course. Yeah. That creates the action for sure. And it's great that you guys already have a fantastic start. What does the financial well-being for all program look like? What does that aspect look like of it?
I think some of that's still, you know, I said this is new. We had our very first committee meeting today.
Oh, wow. So
that's how new it is. But it's really aims to accelerate the existing work the credit movement's already doing around financial wellness. There's so many great things that are happening there. But this isn't a program. It's not like, oh, you do this, this, and this, and this. There's three different categories that we're heavily focused on. So it doesn't have edges. It doesn't have an end. At the end of the day, we've got 166 million people that are struggling out there. And we have members, probably employees, that are sitting at the dinner table trying to figure out how to make ends meet and don't really have a clue or a plan or know how to start.
Yeah, that's those types of numbers just really, it's hard for me to wrap my head around. But yeah, there's definitely many, many people out there that need help. So why should other credit unions check this out? Why should other credit unions look to participate in something like this? Because again, it seems like this is in our DNA.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine that there's any credit union CEOs, any of my peers out there that aren't focused on financial health one way or another.
Yeah.
Again, there's 166 million adults out there that are struggling. These are our members, they're family members, they're our employees. And it's really, we have an obligation to stay true to our founding principles, who we are as a credit union.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have this is my personal vision. The committee's not vision yet, but you know, if we could stand on the steps of the Capitol and say that credit unions own financial wellness, the power in that, I can close my eyes. I won't do that because that's weird on video, but I can close my eyes and I can visualize what that looks like. But you can't just go up there and self-proclaim you own financial wellness without all the metrics and the proof. And we do a lot of stuff, but it's bringing that stuff together. We're mm-hmm. all on this journey. Redwood's been on this journey for a long time. And I want Redwood to be known for financial wellness in our markets. And we kind of are. There's still a long ways to go. But more importantly, I want credit unions, to be known for financial wellness, because that's where the real power is going to come from. And personally, I'm a little nervous if we don't do something like this. I can close my eyes and see that at the same time. We're getting ready to go to GAC. And if we had this thing nailed down, we had the measurements, and we had the ability to message this in a way that was meaningful, and you can, you know, you truly own it, not just words that are being mm-hmm. said. So I think, and this isn't just for other credit unions. This is for system leaders and the different CUNY Mutual stepped up with the $1 million. So it's not just credit unions, and $10 million to the banks is nothing. And this is one of those things where, we didn't set this crazy lofty goal. We're already at $2 million. If we can't get $10 million around this thing that is core to who we are as an industry mm-hmm. over the next 5 years, we've got some problems, but I'm very confident we'll be able to do that.
Yeah. I'm the same boat for sure. I want to back up a little bit here, because you talked about three priorities that you guys wanted to focus on, for the FinHealth fund to capitalize. Can you list those off real quick just to give folks an idea of what they are?
Yeah. They just know how it came up. There was a group of 50 system leaders that came together in September of 2021, through the foundation working on this. And I was there and present. It was great conversations. And we really came up with three initial priorities. So create a national resource library, which is, credit unions are doing some amazing things. Yeah. And so it's just creating this library of all these resources where we can see what others are doing and maybe tweak some of the things that we're doing. Educating and upskilling our employees. So our employees are the ones that are helping our members get through and teaching our members. So mm-hmm. we've got to teach our employees. And then probably the most difficult one, which is the industry-wide research and the data capture and analysis and coming up with a way for us to be able to tell that story very succinctly. And it will grow, but that's the... And there is a group of system leaders that are continuing to work on all three of these, these areas as we speak.
Yeah, it sounds like the wheels are in motion here, Brett. So that's definitely a good thing. And the right people are in the right places. And speaking of the right people in the right places, the National Credit Union Foundation is obviously involved in this as well. So what is their role? It seems like they're kind of like the straw that stirs the drink in this in this instance, right?
Yeah, they definitely have, Gigi and her team have definitely taken a leadership role, but they're really the fiduciary for this fund. And I think it's really important that people don't get confused that this fund, CUAid, unfortunately, Redwood has had to use CUAid. We've had our share of fires and drama up in our area, and we're able to call on the foundation. Other credit unions, that's a designated fund very specific to disasters mm-hmm. and credit unions. Well, we have another disaster, 166 million adults that are struggling out there. So this is a designated fund. National Foundation is the fiduciary. It doesn't go to the other programs that we already support with the National Foundation. Okay. So we appreciate their ability and willingness to step up and be that fiduciary.
Yeah, that's a great resource for sure. And so I take it they run the fund, or who runs the fund exactly?
So there's an advisory group, a brand new advisory group. There's some board members from the screen went blank. There's some board members from the foundation that are on that advisory. The founding members are on the advisory. We've got some open positions that we're working on. So all of the governance and spending decisions and all that type of stuff are managed through the advisory.
Okay. Got it. And what's next for you guys? Because you mentioned earlier that, you know, the aim is to raise $10 million over 5 years. What steps are in place to get that going? And what's going to happen beyond that?
Yeah, I mean, you found out there's a press release. Jim talked last week to you about the fact that this is going to be a big focus at GAC. I think Jim and Gigi will be on stage the very mm-hmm. first day at GAC yeah. talking about this. We've already got people that are just reading the press releases that are raising their hands saying we want to be part of it.
That's so awesome.
Okay. And I think here next week at GAC, we'll continue to build on that list. And I've had our first meeting today and the very beginning stages, but something that's very, very exciting and something that's very, very much needed in our industry.
Yeah, it sounds like the momentum, you're going to carry that momentum into GAC, and that's really going to kind of supercharge it coming out of it after next week for sure. So where can folks go to kind of wrap up here? Where can folks go to donate or participate or ask questions?
Yeah, so you can asking questions, you can contact Gigi, you can contact myself, Mike, Maurice, Chuck, Bob Trenzo from CUNY Mutual. But, you know, the National Credit Union Foundation has a link on their website. Okay. I think maybe it might be best for you to somehow show that here.
I'll put that in the show notes. Yeah.
Yeah. NCUF.coop financial wellbeing for all / Finn Health Fund. But it's better for that link to be out there. So you can go there to find out more information, contact one of us if you're interested in donating. We've already got people doing that. And, you know, it's just really people stepping up and getting involved. Again, I can't imagine anybody that doesn't have it in their mission, doesn't have it in their strategies to tackle this. And we're going to be, like everything else, we're going to be stronger together.
Yeah, agreed. And this is one of these ideas. It's like, why didn't I think of that? You know, it's like, it's one of these really simple ideas that just kind of hits you in the face. You're like, oh my gosh, what a great idea. Why didn't I think of that earlier? You know?
Yeah, well, I've been focused on this for a long time. One of the things that we do is we talk about it a lot. We have a lot of great ideas. There needs to be some money behind this to kickstart this and quit mm-hmm. talking about it. And again, $10 million to the banks is nothing. So mm-hmm. This is, we need to put our money where our mouth is, basically.
Agreed. And get those action wheels, get those calls to action in to going. So good stuff. All right. Anything else to wrap up, Brett? I know you got a busy schedule and prepping for GAC and things like that. So I don't want to keep you too long, but any
I just encourage people to, yeah, I just encourage people to pay attention to this and ask questions and get involved. If you're at GAC, look forward to talking to you there. And I certainly will see you there.
Got it. All righty, sir. Well, thanks again, Brett. Appreciate it. And a fantastic program here for sure. And it's going to take off. There's no doubt about it. So, but you guys got a good start going here already. So appreciate it. And yeah, we'll see you in a few days.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, take care. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.